Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Audio.
The great Paul Schwartz is back on the bench in the biggest way possible. He covers the New York football Giants for the great New York Post. How you been there, Schwartzy? And happy New Year, my man.
Happy New Year, Scott. Same to you. Yes, it was a whirlwind of a morning, certainly, and very interesting. The Giants not hiring Matt Rhule and hiring Joe Judge, who I can honestly say, if we talked yesterday, I would not have come on and predicted on your show that they'd be hiring Joe Judge.
Right. I have to ask you, you know, they're claiming, I don't know if they're claiming, they're acting as though this was their guy. And is the reality of it that that's not the truth, that they wanted Rhule and that beyond Rhule it was Garrett, and they had asked permission to speak to Garrett? How did this Judge guy slip in and steal this job?
Well, this truth is in the crevices of this. Okay, Matt Rhule was a guy they were very interested in. He was a priority, I was told. He was not the only priority. He was a guy they wanted to bring in, and I think if you gave a lie detector test to, you know, several people, Giants executives, a couple of days ago, and said, you got to tell me who you think your head coach is going to be, they would say, I think it's probably going to be Matt Rhule. We like a lot of things about him. We'll get him in our building. We'll talk to him, and we'll probably come to a deal. But they knew a couple of things. They knew that Rhule was interested and the Panthers are interested in him, and they knew that David Tepper would, if possible, would throw crazy money at Matt Rhule, and that they would not be able to compete with that. The Giants were never going to give Matt Rhule or anybody a 7-year contract, and they were not going to give, you know, upwards almost $9 million a year. Okay, now where does Joe Judge fit in? They liked him. They asked him for an interview. I've been told that Giants have been intrigued with Judge for a couple of years. Now, that doesn't mean they were going to hire him as their head coach, but these interviews do matter. He came in for an interview yesterday, and I was told he incredibly impressed the Giants, you know, the old fashioned. He blew them away in the interview. And at that point, they said, you know what, we can see making him our head coach. And once Rhule left for Carolina, they quickly pivoted, and Joe Judge is the guy.
So do you feel, Paul Schwartz with us from the New York Post, do you feel that the owner, Mara, has been getting burned by these recent hires, and that maybe he's not so gifted after all at doing interviews?
Well, I mean, well, look, that's always an interesting thing, the interviews, right? I mean, they interviewed Ben McAdoo. That was a little different because Ben McAdoo was already in the building. He was already their offensive coordinator. That had a lot to do with continuity. We kind of like him. He'll be good for Eli. Away we go. Now, I can't imagine sitting in that interview with Pat Shurmur, who was a solid guy, and he was a good coordinator, but he doesn't have a lot of charisma and a lot of juice. And you're in that interview with Pat Shurmur, it's like, okay, this guy's detailed, this guy's prepared, but he's not, you know, inspiring a brick. You know what I mean? So that is not great. That must have not been great. Now, this Joe Judge, he's 38 years old. Look, he's worked 3 years with Nick Saban, right, Alabama, won 2 national championships. Worked 8 years with Bill Belichick, won 3 Super Bowls. And we all know, Scott, that does not guarantee anything. There's been a lot of Belichick guys who have not done well when they've gone on to become head coaches. Look, the Giants will be on the ground floor with Joe Judge. There's no question about it. I think anyone who rips the move is just trying to get some attention. I don't think you can rip it. I also don't think you can say this is the greatest move. I love this move. I think it's an incredible wait-and-see move with an interesting young prospect. But anyone who tells me this is going to be the next great coach, I mean, I just don't know.
I have to say that I believe, Paul, that that he really, you know, I don't want to be mean or anything. I just, this is my feeling about it. I don't believe he really had anything to do with Saban winning national championships or Belichick winning Super Bowls. I think he was lucky to be on both staffs, and in concert with that thinking, I believe that he's smart enough, it would appear to me, if he was shrewd enough to learn something for those 8, 11 years, whatever it was, that this could behoove him greatly for his future, that I think that he manipulated that interview with all that he's learned from those two great genius coaches. I think this kid, which is what he is, I could be his father, okay? This kid has learned something in some capacity that can benefit him moving forward. I don't believe he had anything to do, really. I think he was lucky to be on those staffs and to be able to come away with it with something as a educationally as a coach. I think that's where he has won the grand prize.
Well, I mean, lucky is, you know, you make your own luck. Now, you say, does no special teams coordinator have any effect on a team winning a Super Bowl? Are you going to say that?
I think they have a good, I think they have a really good special teams at the Patriots because of the players, and I think that Bill Belichick is the reason they win Super Bowls, not Joe Judge. Thank you very much.
Well, of course, as far as, you know, in the pecking order, Tom Brady has more to do with winning Super Bowls than, you know, the 50th man on the roster. But, you know, the one thing about special teams coordinators, Scott, is they deal with more players than anybody, any other coach. You know, they have to get guys from all over, offense, defense, receivers, cornerbacks, linemen, and put them all together. It's a thankless job. Guys get plucked off the special teams on it. The first guys they cut. So those guys have to be little manipulators, you know. They have to do all those things. And look, it doesn't hurt when you call up like the Giants did. They called up Bill Belichick. What do you think of Joe Judge? He gave a glowing endorsement. And another thing about Judge is he has spent this whole year, Belichick kind of took him under his wing as far as he does this with young coaches who he thinks really have something.
Right.
During the season, he brought Joe Judge into his office a lot to talk not just about special teams or about wide receivers. He also was the wide receivers coach, but he would bring him in occasionally and talk to him about head coach stuff. This is why we're doing this as far as the salary cap. This is why we're doing this as far as the roster. Here's what we're thinking about as far as free agency. So kind of giving him a little head coaching crash course. And, you know, that will pay dividends, of course. But look, the key is this guy can't come in thinking he's Bill Belichick, because thank God there's only one of those, right?
Right.
He's got to be himself and use some of that knowledge. And, right, you know, whether he has the charisma and the smarts and he's good with the media and he's good with the players, I mean, that's all yet to be determined with any first-time head coach.
I have to say that that's very interesting what you're saying about him giving him all those crash courses in head coaching and everything that goes on with running a franchise. Really, I think that probably was a magnificent moment for him to get that kind of education in high speed, Evelyn Wood-esque, if you will. I think that I have to say this. I thought that Shermer and McAdoo were atrocities with the media in this town. Do you think anyone is going to help him do a better job? Because the media ate those two alive. They were just a disaster with the press.
Well, I was told that Judge is not the classic rah-rah guy. Look, Matt Rhule is a college coach, right, from Baylor. He was great. You know, he would have been great with the media. These college coaches are recruiters. They stand up. I've seen interviews with him and videos from him. He breaks into a sweat. He's all over the place. You know, he does. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He breaks into a sweat, and he's talking, and he's moving with his hands. He's a New York City guy.
Right.
You know, so that was an appealing thing, especially after Shermer and McAdoo. Now, I've heard Joe Judge is not that, but I heard he will be good with the media. Look, like I said with Shermer, you have to be – you know, a tree or a cactus to be worse than Pat Shermer was with the media, okay? He sort of tried, he just was not good at it. So now you have Joe Judge, he's a young guy. Look, you know what, Scott, he is a dissertation away from getting his PhD in education, okay? So he'll be able to be called Dr. Joe Judge. Not too long. He's a smart cookie. And so any guy who's smart realizes the media is a big part of the job. And someone who worked with him in New England told me today he will understand the marketing and the media and that kind of stuff, that there is stuff that has to be done. And let's just hope he's better at it than Belichick. I don't need to have a 38-year-old Bill Belichick to deal with.
Oh, God. I got 30 seconds, respectfully, Paul. What's Eli going to do? You know him.
He's going to retire. I don't think he wants to play for another team. I don't think there's another team out there that's going to hand him a starting job. He's got a wife and four kids. He's staying in New Jersey. He thinks he can still play, but he's not, you know, he doesn't need the money. He's made $252 million in his career. He doesn't need a dime. I think he's going to retire and be Eli Manning. He's coaching his daughter's swim team, and he's coaching the third-grade basketball team. He's going to hook up with some corporations and do his charity work.
Right.
And Eli Manning, and everyone will love him in New Jersey and New York. I think he's going to retire.
All right, Paul. Great stuff. Fantastic stuff on the judge hire. I love you. Great job on the bench, as always. Happy New Year, brother.
All right, Scott. Anytime. Thank you.
All right, Paul Schwartz, a great writer with the New York Post, talking about the New York football Giants on the bench.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.